In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. One God. Amen. Thank you, Father George, my brother, and Father Jim, and the family of this great church, St. Mary Basilica, for extending an invitation to come and to share with some of you, at least, my thoughts and reflections on the Divine Liturgy that we are in a journey today. So we are really blessed to come back to this holy place. As a young boy born in Jerusalem, I came into America in 1961 and returned in 1984 with my wife to the Holy Land, as some of you been there, born there, visiting there. And I went to see the Church of St. Jacob, Mar Yaqub. And the Church of St. Jacob, just as you enter the compound of the Holy Sepulchre, it is on your left. And as we entered, me and my wife, for the first time, I don't remember, but for the first time, I looked up and I have to pass through the Church of St. Bartholomew to go to the Church of St. Jacob. And if I can go to other church, which is the Church of the 40 Martyrs. But as I entered, I looked and I was really surprised to see that the roof of the church is not there. Later I began to ask question why. What happened in 1927, an earthquake hit Palestine. From churches to mosques to homes were destroyed. The amazing thing about that, as you enter the church, what you find these arches still there, where the icons of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John still exist as you walk today through the church of St. Bartholomew. And from 1927 till today, the foundation is there, yet there is laziness not to respond and to put that roof. So the church was built on a very strong foundation. Just need an effort from the church, from the patriarch, from others, to do something about it. I live in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma State, as some of you know, the dirt is red clay. It shifts right, shifts left, especially now we have fracking because of the oil. We have earthquakes. We never experienced earthquakes. I hope you will never experience that. But there are companies who will say, restore your home on a very strong foundation. So I have a home, rental home. I have to get someone to study it and put five piers, almost $9,000, which is fine. I need to restore my home. The scars are still there. But it is on, again, restored on a firm foundation. The epistle of today speaks about foundation. What is your foundation? Where is your foundation? How it is your foundation? Is it strong? Is it weak? It is based on what? That is the question for me, for you, for all of us. The epistle today is not just written to the Ephesians then, but it is for me and for you today. We have earthquakes. I want you to close your eyes and think, do you have you experienced an earthquake, tsunami in your home, in your personal life? Freeze, cold, shattered. Yes, at certain times. But in the hope of restoration, We can look back to the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, who Christ is. So, the epistle speaks about, so no longer we are lost. We are not lost people. We know who we are. You are not lost. I'm not lost. I know where I am. And Jesus taught us the life that he lived and learned that from the apostles and the disciples, that he is the chief cornerstone. And whatever we experience in this life, we can reaffirm our faith, restore our belief, strengthen our relationship with God and man, with God and our loved ones, so that our foundation will be firm foundation. It is not only that you say, I am a Christian. It is not only say, I love my wife and do nothing about that. It is not just to say, I have this business, I'm not going to care for it. One has to be very careful how he speak, how he relate, to be careful about this foundation. You come to the church here to restore once again, to reaffirm your foundation. That's why we come to the holy place, to the holy church. In the epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 22, he said to you and to me, or to me and to you, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, perseverance, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. Hearing is not enough to say to this young man, I will support you, and you don't support. Say to your wife, I love you, I don't love. Say, I will take care of you in your business, and you don't. I will help the church, and you don't. It's not enough. We have to magnify, manifest our deeds. And in this holy church, our forefathers, our mothers, our grandparents who came from that world, they came with a firm faith, a firm foundation. They struggled. They had nothing as you have today, we have today. But it is their faith that was solid, that nothing shook them. They were believers and committed to Christ and to their loved ones. And because of that, you have journeyed. You were not lost in Michigan. You have a home in Michigan. You have a spiritual home here, which is open to anyone and everyone. It is because of your fathers and forefathers and grandmothers. And you are carrying the torch as they have taught you. Our faith is based on Christ and the apostles and the disciples and the models we see before our eyes, from bishops to priests to servants. So the epistle of today, my brothers and sisters, is to encourage you and me, because we are a human being and we go through tsunamis. We go through earthquakes. We go through tornadoes. We go through lots of things in life. Just think, in your life itself. I am sure because your experiences have forced you, want you to be back to that foundation of your relationship with your family, in your business, in your church. But eventually, the foundation that I look for is Christ, so I could be saved in the ultimate, end. When I leave this life, I want to be in a better life. And there is no better life than being in paradise in this holy church, St. Mary Basilica. You can get better than that. So as long as you have the breath of life, as long as you are able to drive, as long as you are able to think, have personal research about your foundation. If it is weak, get somebody to help you. If it's strong, make it stronger. Seek Christ and then partake of the medicine of immortality. And through this praise and through the love, no doubt in my mind, your ceiling, these arches you and your family, you and your husband have in Christ in the center, whatever you do, it will never be shaken. This is my prayers for you, my beloved family, that you be stronger in the faith. Even we fall down, God is loving and a merciful God. And He loves you and me and everyone in this world to build our life on a stronger foundation for our own personal salvation and those around us. May God be with you and bless you forevermore. Amen.